Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Sarah Gon, good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Once again, I'm looking at this crafted topic, thinking you have an absolute gift in crafting topics that pique one's interest. You wrote, not in the public interest, not. What are you talking about, Sarah?
What I'm talking about is that the Competition Commission, now remember our Minister of Trade and Industry is also our Minister for Competition. The Competition Commission has decided to prohibit the sale of the Burger King chain of restaurants to a private equity firm, the sale being for 570 million rand, solely on the grounds that the firm has no black empowerment credentials. And the commission has decided that this would not be of benefit to South Africans. The firm, the organization that owns Burger King, which is Grand Parade Investments, is actually, I think, around 70% black owned. And it's had debt problems for a number of years, which its situation has been improved upon, but they've decided to divest themselves of Burger King because it falls outside of their traditional area of gaming and entertainment. So this is an overseas investment company who's come in and said they'll pay them out. And the Competition Commission says no. And there are two groups of people who are not benefiting. In fact, they're being detrimentally affected by this decision on high. The first, of course, are the people selling Burger King. They are being prevented, despite being 70% black owned, from being allowed to go through with their decision to sell to this organization, to emerging capital partners, because they don't care whether they're black owned or not, and they're not, because they're an overseas entity. That's the first group. The second group are South Africans and ordinary South Africans. And by this I mean is that I understand from good sources that the intention of the new owners would be, in fact, to open very many more outlets, and they could be offering employment to close to 10,000 black South Africans. But because our minister's little commission says this would not benefit God knows who, there is no benefit to an already appalling unemployment situation, as we heard the other day. So I'm not quite sure who is not being benefited in the government's mind, but it's certainly they're not worrying about either the company selling the business or the people who could find employment with the business. And dare I say it's close to obscene?
Okay, so I heard this story last night on my way home from studio, and I'm going to be really honest with you, because there's two parts of me. The one part of me was a sort of left-leaning, everybody's got to be spread the wealth a little bit more fairly, which thought, oh, well, this isn't so terrible. And then there was a part of me and thought, but just wait a minute. If you had shares in this company and they were going to take a dive, you wouldn't be feeling like this at all. And it's a difficult one. Sorry. How does one, in the context of South Africa, factor out history?
I don't think it's difficult at all. And it's not difficult at all for this reason, that the likelihood is that in order to get at BE partners, you're looking at people largely, organizations or individuals who benefit already, who have standing, who have money, who have status. And if there's a possibility that even a few thousand jobs for black people can be created in this environment, that is a much, much bigger goal.
I hear you loud and clear. I don't know. I think this whole issue of BE is possibly the most difficult issue in South Africa.
No, I don't. As usual, I would beg to differ. But that's because I think there are so many other ways of genuine empowerment for genuinely poor and disadvantaged people. And what's happening now is essentially our BE, the idea of BE as it's been practiced for the last 27 years has been of a very constricted, narrow kind. And so it's benefited the few rather than the many.
So has your organization, the Institute of Race Relations, have you sort of proposed some sort of alternative to the current plan, or do you just say, can it, it's a bad idea, it can't work?
Produce an alternative. His name is Sunny Escapes Him, but the initials are EED. And basically, it's economic empowerment, and it's based on the means of people. So, in other words, the poorer you are, the more assistance you get from the government, whether it be health, whether it be education, etc. So as you obviously go up the economic chain, you will require less and less assistance. Now, because it's based on your economic position, there will be, God help us, there will be a few white people who will benefit. But the overall scheme of things, let's be honest, would be absolutely negligible. And so we don't see it as being a problem that you are benefiting people who are economically disadvantaged, because, you know, what I say about a rising tide lifts all boats. And we think it would happen, but it would be numerically inconsequential, but it would be hitting the right people. It would not be hitting the people who are already advantaged by BEE as it currently exists. And it involves a whole range of measures, which I'll perhaps discuss on another program.
I think that would be absolutely excellent. I think it's an important conversation to have. And it's just kind of interesting because when I started this program 2 hours ago, I spoke about Derrida and the fact that he was exonerated from egregious, apparently, accusations made against him. And I just thought the extent to which we are still so racially split and just have not dealt with the issues.
I have another view on that, and I can pull it together for that program. We are just starting a campaign that says racism is a political football. It's not, from our research, it's not what people feel, but it's a very, very good football to play. And I mean, the accusations against Derrida, I think he should sue for civil and criminal defamation, to be honest.
I agree with you.
To try and put a stop to this sort of flagrant abuse.
Misuse, Agreed. Sorry, we're going to leave it there. It's 5:26. As always, a wonderful way to end a Thursday. Gets our brains working again. And let's pursue this issue next time we speak next week.
Okay, sure.